Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's a special edition, a holiday week edition of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast. And today we are chatting with actor Todd Grinnell. He's been on the show before, I think right around maybe sort of the same time last year for another project. But he has something brand new out called With Love, which is on Amazon Prime right now. It's a fantastic show. And I'm just excited to talk about this. Todd, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Brett, and thank you for all the kind words. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm excited because, I mean, this is just a great show. The last time you were here, you were promoting a film, and now we're promoting something completely different than the last project. Let's talk about this and sort of your involvement with it and how it came about for you, Todd.
Sure. Well, With Love is a really warm, delightful holiday rom-com. It centers around the Diaz family, an extended Latina family, and everybody's. It focuses on everybody's. Everybody's at a different point in their own love story. You know, we have people who have been married for decades and maybe going through a little bit of an itch. There are other characters who are just finding themselves newly in love and juggling romances and. And it's multi-generational. And so we follow those love stories over the course of five major holidays. So that's what each episode is. And I think your hearts will be warmed and you'll laugh and you'll feel good when you watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you, especially, you know, and I think we even discussed this the last time. I think before things were a little bit more intense as far as what you could and couldn't do. I don't know, maybe it still is, but there's a lot of time on our hands still and lots of content to consume. And so
sure. We
have lots of options, but when you can come to a show like this, which is just very well done, fantastic cast like yourself and so many others. And it's a fun rom-com. I think it definitely puts a different spin on those types of things, if that makes sense. It's not like all the typical tropes of a romantic comedy. And it's a lot of fun and it's heartwarming and such a great project. Were you all able to get a lot of this done recently? How did the filming schedule work for you? Because I know people are back to work, but then
yes. You
know, it's different for everybody.
Yeah, we shot last summer. You know, we did it pretty quickly. It's like five or six episodes. You know, we were able to do it pretty fast and had very, very serious COVID protocols. It went off without a hitch, which was really nice. You know, obviously we're going through a little bit of a surge right now in the winter time here, but in the summer it was, you know, I wouldn't say less of a concern, but you know, there were lower numbers and it was really safe to do. And Amazon and everybody in production was incredibly conscientious about everything. So it was great. It was great to do. And it was really fun. I mean, we got to shoot all these holiday episodes
in
the height of summer in Los Angeles. So it would be 110 degrees in Santa Clarita and we're shooting Christmas episode, you know, so it was really funny. And it was really fun. I mean, I've never, you know, past shows I've been on, we've done a special holiday episode, you know, once in a while, but to shoot every single second of this show being a holiday was such an incredible feeling because, you know, the holidays are special. And I know that they're, you know, they can be loaded for some people and stressful at times, but what we portrayed was, you know, a really warm, beautiful, version of each holiday. And it's not to say it was without drama and you know, hiccups in people's lives and families and all that sort of stuff, but you know, the fact that this this giant family is just so full of love and supports each other in every single way is what makes it special. And I hope that's what people relate to.
Yeah, I mean, very relatable on multiple levels. I think all of us have moments with our families. I mean, nobody's perfect, but sure. But it's great when you can see it portrayed like on television and go, yeah, I can kind of relate to that a little bit. And of course, your character is a lot of fun and your scene partners as well. It's just a really, again, as I mentioned before, well done project, especially with there's this time of year with a lot of Christmas and romantic comedies. We've been doing a lot of Christmas interviews lately,
yeah,
but sure. They've all been really good. You know what I'm saying? As far as quality and content. And it's like, you know, this is something I could see, you know, happening really in real life. I mean, it's funny that you mentioned, about filming holiday movies in the middle of summer. And for people who don't really know, I mean, that's what happens a lot because you want to get this project out by Christmas time. And unless, you know, you want, I don't think you want to film something like in the dead of winter, like in maybe in Chicago, maybe you do, but it's funny to see, you know, there was a show Shameless on Showtime and they were, you know, filming like summer scenes and those were like in the dead of winter. So you see cast wearing shorts and t-shirts and then film crew on the other side in Winter Park is and, you know.
Yeah,
winter
and all the winter scenes they had to shoot. I mean, how many times did was Frank covered in snow, drunk, passed out? I mean, that brutal in Chicago in the wintertime. God bless him. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, what's interesting is it's coming out at the holidays. There, you know, there's definitely a lot of Christmas in there, but we also go through the entire year. So there's Valentine's Day, 4th of July, Dia de los Muertos. And then, you know, and then we're back to Christmas. So it really is, you get a full look into a year of all these people's lives and see the evolution and the ups and downs of their love stories, you know. And I think what's, you know, what's also wonderful about it is Gloria Calderon Kelly, one of our showrunners from One Day at a Time, who I'm so lucky to work with again, created this. Because there is nothing like it for the Latina community.
Right.
You know, there really hasn't been in the past, which is insane to even think about. So, you know, she said, I want to create like the Mexican Nancy Myers movie.
I love it.
You know, it's a series and it has that feel to it, you know,
yeah, for sure.
It's just incredibly warm. And like you said, there are, you know, there are no tropes and stereotypes and all the pitfalls that sort of, you know, can come. And we're also a show that is really representative of communities that are not represented enough or well on television, you know, so.
Yeah, I think we had that same kind of chat when we were talking about One Day at a Time, you know, when you found out that was coming to an end, which I've binged even since our last conversation and had watched it with my kid and things. So it's interesting that we do have to say those types of things. I think hopefully though, you know, having an honest conversation about it and Hollywood kind of going, okay, you know, we really need to sort of get past these old types of ways of thinking and go, okay, you know, we shouldn't have to say, well, this is the first this or the first that. Like, that should be commonplace, I think, in Hollywood, because especially, you know, and we can always say, well, go out and create your own content, which is true. But like, we also should be able to get support from the major studios like Amazon, which I think is smart, and Netflix as well. And even Snapchat is getting into the game as far as like trying to create content, which leads me to a question I would love to kind of explore this a little bit further. Like,
sure.
How do we get to a place in entertainment where people are becoming more aware of the fact that there needs to be more representation? Like this, my first thought is West Side Story, you know, and how Spielberg set out to really, he held, you know, town hall meetings with communities to really go, okay, what are some of the problems that we had in this original and how can we address it, you know, and make it right for today? Like, How do we get Hollywood's attention, you know, and go, hey, we need, like, instead of the old white guys, you know, deciding things and what is or isn't going to be, but really going, okay, let's make this more of a commonplace versus like such what it, from my perspective, at least, it seems like, you know, a rare occurrence. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird.
Yes. No, I definitely long for the day when a show like With Love is not revolutionary and groundbreaking.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, I'm proud to be part of a groundbreaking show.
Of course.
But it is it's crazy that it's 2021 and this is you know, the first of various storylines that we're seeing on television. So yeah, I mean, you know, obviously in the last couple of years, there has been movement towards really expanding representation in Hollywood, and that's long overdue. But there's still a lot more to be done. And you know, I mean, if you look at Gloria, for example, I mean, she is really doing it. You know,
yeah.
She is lifting up younger people who are starting in all aspects. I mean, actors, directors, writers, production, every facet of the industry that she can touch, she is lifting people up to you know, help tell stories. And that's really what we need. I mean, we need studios to, and Amazon's doing an incredible job with this in particular. You know, we need people from all underrepresented communities to be able to tell their stories. And so, you know, and also, you know, and I think this is changing and evolving and progressing as well, slowly but surely, but, you know, underrepresented communities need a voice at the highest levels in Hollywood to help make these decisions as well. So, you know, it's all the way from, you know, PAs to the boardrooms at all the major studios.
Yeah, a groundbreaking series. It's like, okay, no, it's great. But let's make that normal. So one last question or so here. Christmas holidays are a couple days away. Are you ready? Have you gotten everything done that you need to do? We're headed to LA this week to go to Universal for Christmas this year, taking a big swing and traveling.
Yeah.
Are you guys?
Yeah, because where are you?
Well, I'm in the Bay Area, so
right.
We decided this year, my son turned 7, and my roommate, you know, she's a little bit older, and she wanted to travel, and so we decided we're going to go spend Christmas Day at Universal Studios. We're vaxxed and tested and all the things, and so
we're going
to
go
have fun. So what about you guys? Are you guys ready to rock and roll? What's the plan for the Grinnell?
We are. You know, we actually had to pivot last minute. We had plans to fly to New England, where I'm from originally, and where my wife and I got married, and where we spent a lot of time to be with my side of the family. We had sights on going to England as well, but just because of COVID, we decided to play it safe. And the other day we sort of said, all right, we're staying home. We're going to stay in LA. So we went out, got a Christmas tree real quick. And it's been nonstop holiday cheer in our house for the last few days, because we're like, we're late, we're behind, we got to get on it. Let's do it. Yeah. But it's great. It's really awesome. Like, we go to, you know, the light festivals we can go to. I try to pack the holidays with as much stuff as possible. You know, every night it's a different Christmas movie. My son's 3.5. So we've got Charlie Brown Christmas, Polar Express. We tried to do Elf. It was a little young for Elf. You know, we'll watch all the movies. We got cider and cinnamon sticks on the stove 24/7 and eggnog in the fridge. And we're going to just keep it local. And we have one family that we're, you know, potted with and vaxxed and tested and all that stuff coming over for Christmas Eve dinner.
Yeah, we're leaving Thursday morning early and driving. It's like a 5.5-hour drive. And then
we're
staying at a property there in L.A. and going to go see some of her older friends and from back in the day here in San Francisco. And Rock Universal day.
Great.
Should be a lot of fun. And then head back Sunday. She's flying back, which I'm like, great. So now it's me and my kid, which is fun. And we're going to have a great time. But this is a fantastic project, With Love. If you haven't seen it, be sure to check it out. We'll link it in our show notes. Todd, it's always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks so much, Brett. It's always a pleasure to be here. Look forward to the next thing.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.